Hello guys, and welcome to The Layup. Today we have a guest, Charles Sanderson. Charles, say hi.
Hello.
He is my best friend, and today we're going to be talking about some NBA things, so let's get right into it. So today we're going to be talking about the most overrated and underrated players in the NBA and some award predictions for this year. So for our first one, this has no order, but we're just doing five of the most overrated players in the NBA, and we'll start with Charles.
Okay, our number one is Brandon Ingram. We think, me and Ryan, we both think that Brandon Ingram is one of the overrated players. He's young, and I don't know how many years ago it was. It may have been his rookie season or the year after, but Magic Johnson stated that he was the only player on the Lakers' untouchable list. Look at him now. Clearly, he has not done as well as they thought he would have because he's on a different team. He's no longer untouchable, and he just hasn't really lived up to that potential of the untouchable player for the Lakers that Magic Johnson thought he was.
Then next, we have DeMar DeRozan. When DeMar was with the Toronto Raptors, he was their best player. But I still think that he's a little overrated for the Spurs team. And I don't think the Spurs team is going to be as good as when they had Kawhi Leonard. And I think some NBA fans think a little too highly of him. And he hasn't really shown up in his first year in San Antonio. But he could have a better year. I still think he's one of the more overrated players. He would have been probably the most overrated player if he got an All-Star this year, but he didn't because he didn't deserve an All-Star this year. So, yeah.
Number three on our list of the top five overrated players is going to be CP3, Chris Paul. He was traded from the Rockets to the Oklahoma City Thunder to clear up cap for Russell Westbrook, and he has the biggest contract for a player that's... He was really good in his prime, but he's slowly slowing down. And if OKC thinks that they can rely on him to bring them wins, then OKC is crazy. Because I don't think Chris Paul can carry a young squad. He's a good veteran, but I think they definitely need more of a bona fide star to make that team rise up to the potential that it was given. I'm going again. Number four on our list, it's going to be Jimmy Butler. When he was traded to Minnesota from Chicago, I really thought that it would be a better place for him to grow. It really wasn't. He demanded a trade to get to Philadelphia, where I also thought that he would play pretty good, but he didn't play. I don't think he rose to the potential that he could have, and he signed with the Heat. I hope he has a good season with the Heat, but currently I think he's pretty overrated because people are thinking really high of him, even though he didn't have the best season on the 76ers or the Timberwolves. So hopefully he has a good season for the Miami Heat, and he can get rid of that overrated spot.
Bring them to the playoffs.
And then next we have Miles Turner. I think Miles Turner is still one of the most overrated players in the NBA. He is our number five on this list. I think he's one of the most overrated players in the NBA because coming out of college, he was projected to be... the next generation of Pacers basketball, with Paul George obviously on his way out, trading for Victor Oladipo. They had a young core, and Sabonis and Oladipo and Miles Turner now, but I don't think Miles Turner is as good as they thought he would be, and I still think many people still think way too highly of him, so I still think he's really overrated. Now we're going to head over to most underrated players in the NBA, and we have the top five for that, and here is who we think is underrated player, in the NBA, and that's Bradley Beal. I think when John Wall was out for the season this year, he kind of stepped up for them a lot. He's really always been in the shadow of John Wall, never really gotten the recognition he's deserved. Did get an All-Star appearance this year, but I think he could have deserved that All-NBA team. And I think he's a really underrated player, but maybe with John Wall leaving, he can focus on being the number one guy and not being as underrated anymore.
Number two on our list is going to have to be Nikola Vucevic.
I think he's underrated because he made the All-Star team, but he's been doing good his whole career, and I feel like he's finally getting some recognition with being on the Magic and carrying them to the playoffs and being on the All-Star team. And I feel like not a lot of people are acknowledging him. He carried a Orlando team to the playoffs, and he beat the Raptors in the first game of the first round. So, I mean, anything is possible with the Magic. They pretty much signed the same team, and I think that he's still going to carry them back to the playoffs. And I hope he gets more recognition and makes the All-Star team again.
Hopefully Mo Bamba has a better year, too.
Next, we have Jamal Murray, who I think is very underrated for... obviously, he has the guy in Jokic to be the superstar, but he's kind of the Robin on that Nuggets team. Who got the second seed this year in such a stacked Western Conference. They came out only second to the Golden State Warriors, and he's one of the best three-point shooters, one of the best young stars in the league. And I think he'll improve a lot this year and be able to share the spotlight with Nikola Jokic, just because Jokic is such a great player. Murray kind of hides in the shadow of him, but... I think Jamal Murray is still a very good player and has a lot of upside and can reach superstar potential. Then we have Mike Conley for the Utah Jazz, Charles' favorite team. Mike Conley Jr. actually is very underrated just because of he's been on the Grizzlies and he hasn't really won much. Made it to a couple of playoff appearances, but fell short to the Warriors. Grit and grind with Marc Gasol, but then they went into a rebuild. He got traded. But I think he'll thrive in that Utah role with not being the star, having Donovan Mitchell and Rudy Gobert, but kind of being that third guy on the team. I think he's underrated, and he's not in his prime anymore. But I still think a guy putting up 22 points and 10 assists is... should be a little more appreciated than he is.
The last player on this list is going to be Spicy P, Pascal Siakam. I think me and Ryan both think that he's underrated because he wasn't even a lottery pick. I'm pretty sure he was a second round pick. He really helped that Raptors team get that championship. He really came out of the shadows and balled out. So I'm proud of him for... He was really good. I'm proud of him for stepping up in the spotlight in the playoffs and in the regular season. He played really, really good. I hope he can continue that momentum going into the 2020 season. I really hope that he does good, and I hope that he gets more recognition, maybe an All-Star team if he's that good. And yeah, Spicy P is just, I think he's really underrated.
With the 2019-2020 season coming up, we're going to predict the award winners for the next year. And we're going to have our own opinions, but we're going to start with the most valuable player, and we're going to send it off to Charles to see who he thinks will be MVP.
I have a long answer. I think our candidates can be maybe Anthony Davis, maybe Paul George, Kawhi, even LeBron. But my pick is going to be Giannis again. I feel like he's just going to continue that dominance that he had last season, and he's going to come around with that second MVP. That's pretty much it. So we're going to pass it over to Ryan.
Well, I do agree with Charles in almost every way, surprisingly. First time I think I've ever said that. I do think Giannis will be the MVP of this year, just because he's in the Eastern Conference and all the other candidates are in the Western Conference, and they're all going to be playing against each other, and Giannis is just going to be singled out against, obviously, a weaker Eastern Conference. So I think it'll be much easier for Giannis to pad his stats than... all those other guys to win MVP. So I think Giannis will win MVP again.
Oh, the next award is going to be Rookie of the Year. My prediction for Rookie of the Year is about literally everybody in the whole world. No, I'm kidding. But I'm going to go with Zion Williamson. I don't know if Zion Williamson will have the best career, but I think his rookie season will pan out to be the Rookie of the Year. But in his whole career, I think hopefully he doesn't fall off, but I think he might fall off like Andrew Wiggins. He might start out really good and then kind of slow himself down. But I think for the time being, his rookie season is definitely going to give him the Rookie of the Year. And if he doesn't fall off, he's going to have a great career next to LeBron James. Here, we're going to head it over to Ryan for his Rookie of the Year prediction.
All right, we're back to normal. I completely disagree with Charles. I think that Ja Morant will be the Rookie of the Year. I think Zion Williamson will actually have a slow start to the NBA and then get better as the years go on. Just because of how interesting of a player Zion is, I don't see him being great in his first year. I think he has to lose some weight and kind of get used to the NBA. So I will definitely say that Ja Morant will get Rookie of the Year just because of I think he'll have a smoother transition to the NBA than Zion Williamson. Let's head it over to Charles for our next award.
We're on Most Improved Player. I was mixing up my words right there. And personally, I think it's going to be Jason Tatum from the Celtics, Ryan's favorite basketball team. And I say Jason Tatum because I feel like the Celtics have definitely lost assets in the past couple of years. And I think that he will have to step it up in order for the Celtics to succeed in today's NBA, even in a weak Eastern Conference, if he wants to make a playoff run to the finals, he's going to have to step it up. Over to Ryan for his Most Improved Player of the Year.
Next, we're going to have a team that I used to like until my least favorite player, Kyrie Irving, joined that team. We have Caris LeVert with the Brooklyn Nets. And I think Caris LeVert will definitely make that improvement with D'Angelo Russell gone. Caris LeVert will have more of opportunity, and with Kevin Durant sitting out this year, he'll be Kyrie's partner in crime. And we'll send it over to Charles for our next award.
Now we're on Sixth Man of the Year. We don't need any discussion. It's Lou Will. It's always Lou Will. It'll forever be Lou Will until he decides, yeah, I'd like a starting position. Hey, Clippers, can I get a starting position? And until then, I think he's just going to be Sixth Man of the Year. Rack him up. Unless somebody decides to defend their team and get that Sixth Man of the Year. Beat Lou Will. It might not happen this year. My prediction is that he's going to win it. And we're headed over to Ryan for the Sixth Man of the Year.
And yeah, I think if you're saying that it's not going to be Lou Williams, then you're kind of crazy. Just because of the consistency that he has coming off the bench. And there's really no other great sixth men right now. Really other than Montrezl Harrell, who's also on the Clippers, so you can't win Sixth Man of the Year when you're on the same team as the Sixth Man. But I still think Lou will defend his crown. Now we'll send it over to Charles for our next award.
I think we're on Defensive Player of the Year, and I'm going to go with same person. I'm being really unoriginal. We're going with Rudy Gobert because he's just such a dominant shot blocker. He's really good. The Stifle Tower. But there could be some contenders like Anthony Davis or Giannis to get their defense up. Or even Taco Fall, if he wants to get that first year, block party going on with 50 blocks a game. So that's I think Rudy Gobert is going to be our Defensive Player of the Year. Hopefully he makes an All-Star team because I'm a Jazz fan and I would really like to see that. So thank you all for listening to me. We're headed it over to Ryan for his Defensive Player of the Year.
3 years ago, Draymond Green won Defensive Player of the Year before Rudy Gobert started to dominate as a defender. And I think he'll Draymond Green will do the same. With no Klay Thompson, he's really going to have to step it up. No Kevin Durant. He's really going to have to step it up on defense, and I think he'll be that very talented defender that he was a couple years ago. And an honorable mention to Taco Fall. If he does end up getting a roster spot with the Celtics, I do predict him to get about 4 blocks a game. So I think that he'll be a very good defender as well. But go Taco! Let's hand it over to Charles for our next award.
This award is going to be the Coach of the Year award.
Yes, it is.
And I think it's going to be Doc Rivers of the Los Angeles Clippers, because I think they're just going to stand out among everybody in the league. The Clippers are just going to dominate, unless it's the Lakers head coach or Kenny Atkinson. I believe that
the Lakers head coach is Frank Vogel, and he is not a good coach. So
wasn't he the Magic? Wasn't he the Magic coach?
Yeah, no, he's the Lakers coach.
Oh, ew. Whatever. I think Doc Rivers is going to win. So that's it, because the Clippers are just utterly insane. So we're going to pass it over to Ryan for his take.
So this is an award for the best coach. And when you have the best team that has almost ever been assembled in Los Angeles in team history, but I do think that Doc Rivers will be a great coach and has always been a great coach. But with the Pelicans, with Zion Williamson, and I think he'll be a great coach, helping Zion Williamson grow. So yeah, that's who I think will be Coach of the Year, and I'm hoping for the Pelicans to have a good year. So. That's it. We're just going to talk about some things in the NBA. We have a change of plans. There's really nothing to talk about in the NBA now, but go Celtics. Go Jazz.
Go Jazz.
Peace out.
Thank you, Ryan, for having me on the show. I hope I can be here again. And peace out to all the people watching this. Go Jazz. They're better than the Celtics.